Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Guys, welcome back to probably a podcast with my probably boyfriend still and bitch of a best friend, Taylor Monaco on the ones and twos. We are caffeinating ourselves to the highest degree right now. If you hear a little ASMR ice in the background, we are nice. These glasses are new, aren't they cute? We're alive, but we're barely breathing. We're unwell. We're on our way to being well. Today feels like Monday, even though it's actually Tuesday, because we traveled on Monday, because your birthday was on Sunday.
Yes.
Right? How are you feeling? Do you feel hungover or like out of it or tired at all?
I feel like I have zero energy. I feel a little lethargic. I think I'm dehydrated.
Right.
And I'm happy to be home.
I know. I was so happy to sleep in our own bed. Little recap. We just went to the Hamptons for TT's 30th birthday. I feel like we've had every single one of the most important people in my life on this podcast to discuss their upcoming 30th year. So here we go. Taylor's turn. We went to the Hamptons. We originally weren't going to do anything for your 30th birthday because she was on some bullshit. Like, you know, just do a dinner. And I was like, no. Which I get it. She's like, I have three kids. I just moved into a house. Like, we can't fucking do this.
It has nothing to do with that. We had a lot going on.
We did.
It was both of us collectively. We both have three kids. We both just moved into this house.
Literally.
We are both spending a lot of money doing renovations.
That's true. You were being really financially.
I was trying to be smart.
You're trying to be financially smart because you know what? One thing about this podcast, it's a finance podcast. So that's what we're here to tell you guys what to do. So you were doing that. And then we had this like one random moment where I was like, absolutely not. We are not going to not go on a trip and do something big for your 30th birthday.
Yep.
So we decided last minute to go to the Hamptons. I've said this before. I'll say it again. There's nothing. I'm so happy that I'm a Sagittarius. I feel like that really suits me. And it's like right on par with me. I know you're not really into the Zodiac shit, but
I don't
like
know what that means.
All I'm saying is I am so disgruntled that my birthday falls in November. Like, other than being a Sagittarius, which I love, I want more awareness for people whose birthdays fall during winter months. It's just not fair. Producer Courtney, her birthday, August 17th. Happy early birthday, Producer Courtney. Don't know what we do without you. But like, you fucking bitches. In James is in July, and Anna Grace is July.
Yeah.
Fun.
So exciting. You get to just go somewhere warm on your birthday.
No, where's warm in November?
Somewhere.
No, it's fun. And it's right next to Thanksgiving. So everyone's always like, sorry, yeah, obligations.
That's where it'll get you. That's on your mom.
And that's on my mom and dad fucking, and I'm bad at math, but it seems to me like maybe February.
Like 9 months before that.
9 months before that. So you guys need to chill out. And then the Thanksgiving whole situation.
Yeah, that like, part does suck.
So funny it's only an American holiday.
I honestly didn't really ever put thought into that until you started dating James.
Whenever you say that to someone, they're like, no. Oh, yeah, duh. Because it's literally about finding America and all that jazz.
Remember, I was like, is he going to spend Thanksgiving with us? And you were like, I mean, I guess. He doesn't really, like, his family's not going to do anything for it. I was like, oh, my God, why?
And you're like, oh, my God, are they okay? No, it's just another day in the neighborhood for them.
Yeah.
Anyways, that always falls into it. So I just really wanted to do something big for your birthday. It was the most glorious timing and time of year to go to the Hamptons. And
it was the best trip ever.
I mean, I'm not kidding when I tell you guys, this trip will go, it wasn't even my birthday, this trip will go down in the history of like one of my favorite trips thus far in my life. Like,
yes.
It was the best.
The place, the vibes,
yep,
the outfits, the food, the company.
The company.
The group that we had was like we were talking about this yesterday. Yep. The group that we had was random. Like, it was a little random. The people that we kind of like put together for this very last minute trip. We are now, we are going to form a group and no one else can join it.
The Hampton Six.
The Hampton Six. We had such a good time together. It was like such a nice flow. Everyone thought Mark and Colleen were together, but they absolutely were not.
They are not. They are not at all.
Couldn't be further from being together.
Mark bats for a very different team. But I loved it. They were even like playing along. They're like, love it. Let's kiss. Let's do Titanic.
They did a Titanic moment.
I just, you can't put a price on having a group of people that are so go with the flow, that are so just, I guess everyone think about that when you're planning trips. Worry less about where you're going, what you're doing, and start thinking about who you're bringing.
The dynamic of the group.
That is something we thought about whenever we were picking people. I was like, you know, Taylor and me, we're really in our comfort zone. And it was super last minute, of course. So like a lot of your friends, I texted all your girlfriends being like, I'm forcing Taylor to go on a trip, but like, you know, it's last minute and everyone has kids and obligations. Yeah. I get it. And a lot of people couldn't come, understandably. And then I was like, okay, so what if we invited Mark Block? And you're like, yeah, so fun. He's alive for parties, so fun. And then you're like, and then my friend Colleen, which also my friend Colleen. And I was like, yeah. And then immediately both were like, was that weird? Like, that's just those two? Mm-hmm. And then we were like, no, I think it'll be fun. And we kind of just put it out of our mind, just thought those are both two really fun, cool people. And collectively, I'm sure it'll be fine. But I don't think we really knew.
We were not expecting the amount of fun that we had and for like how nice it was. It was so great.
The best trip ever. Like, I have the most fond memories. The way that there's nothing better than, you know, that TikTok trend that's going viral right now. Mine went viral. What up? Always plug.
I wouldn't know.
The TikTok trend that's like,
absolutely no time to get on TikTok.
I'll explain it to you. The TikTok trend that was like, good morning, or sorry, it says like morning because if it was a good morning, then, and then it lists something else. Mm-hmm. I've seen a bunch that are like morning because if it was a good morning, I'd be waking up next to my college besties recapping the night. That is what it felt like. I felt like we were all back in college and we were just getting hammered all night and then like scream singing in the Uber on the way home, waking up and having coffee and bagels, recapping the night before. Like, it was just giving like pure college, like night out weekend vibes, and I just loved it.
Yes. I think we might have loved it for like a tiny little aspect that we should talk about.
What?
I tried something new on this trip that was my first time to try. Mm. And I'm just going to say right now, I told my mom already that I'm going to be a drug addict after this.
Oh my God. I thought you were talking about me packing for you.
No, I'm talking about shrooming.
Mushrooms. We was shrooming on this trip. And you know what? Obviously microdosing. I've talked about it before on this trip because, as you guys know who are loyal listeners to the podcast, I think it still is the highest performing podcast episode. We had to go, by the way, there are notes on this podcast. We got to go in order. We'll circle back, but anyways.
You told me you didn't make notes, so.
I didn't make notes, but then I thought about it, and I was like, producer Courtney was in my ear. And I know she likes it when I have notes. So anyways, we will circle back to me packing for you because I wanted that to go first. But on this podcast, still I think the highest performing episode is Trip of a Lifetime with Anna Grace, because she goes on a very detailed, very fucking hilarious. I mean, people have told me this podcast episode has gotten them out of like a very deep, dark hole of like grieving. They're like, this podcast episode pulled me out. Like, it was the first thing to make me laugh after a family member died. Like, literally, that's how funny the podcast episode is. So if you ever need just a giggle, it's so funny because Anna Grace goes on a deep, detailed explanation of how when she did mushrooms in Sedona? I don't know. Somewhere in California. Some place where there's like a vortex hole where people do drugs and it's really intense. Anyways, I wasn't with her on the trip. And she did actual mushrooms though. So like, that's a different ball game. When you are doing like psychedelic mushrooms, like the full mushroom that you would put in a frying pan, like cap in a stem mushrooms.
I think I'm too scared for that.
I would never do those. So, well, I'd do anything for the plot really. But like, I still think that would scare me so bad because those are like Alice in Wonderland vibes. Like, yeah, you were like, why am I going down the hole with the Cheshire cat? Like, you're like, don't know. Yeah, no. And so anyways, it's the funniest episode ever because she talks about all these things like, oh, she sees goats on a hill. They're no goats. She's like, why is that man's arm falling off? Like, it, like crazy shit. Like, my body's going to fly out of itself. Like, she honestly, it's really funny, but it's like really traumatic.
Yeah, absolutely not.
I should not want to do that. But microdosing mushrooms, I just hear everyone has the best time on them. So I'm actually shocked you did it because you are so not a drug gal. Every time I do anything, you're like, why would you do that? And I'm like, I don't know. I just wanted to see how it would be. I just want a party, mom. But yeah, you were like down because also it is just like, I'm not promoting any sort of drugs here. Do what you want. But like, it is like a really, it's essentially like a weed type thing. And as we all know, weed's pretty chill. So
it's whatever.
Anyways, you did it.
And I feel like we have friends that take shrooms all the time, like just before going out to like Tin Roof.
Right.
And I've always been like, oh, one day I'll try that. I don't know, whatever. I made it to 30 before I tried it. Yay me. But it was a lot of fun. But I feel like I did it because I felt like I was in like a safe space.
Totally.
I was away from my children in a different town, different city with like a fun group of friends. And it was my birthday. It just felt like the right time to do it. But like, we took them almost every night, no?
Yeah, I
we
mean, did, right? They're just such a low dose. It's literally called microdosing for a reason. Like, it's such a low dose that you never, like every other like every other drug that I fondly talk about on this podcast where I'm like, shoom, it hits you. Like, there was no moment like that. And I'm also, like, for someone who keeps having horrible experiences with drugs, I do, like, always do stuff for content, I feel like. And I'm always just like, sure, why not? But I really hate that feeling of feeling something out of control. Hit you. And just like knowing all of a sudden something hit you. Like you're like, oh shit, I'm on the drug now. Like I am
on the drug.
I am drugging. Okay. Like I usually, that moment is where I have to talk myself down and be like, you did the drug. You like the drug. You wanted to be on the drug. Like it's okay. Calm down. And I never ever really, you would all of a sudden realize, oh my God, I think I'm shrooming because like, but it never was this like big Mack truck hit.
Well, everyone told me that it was going to make you like laugh and you're gonna get the giggles and all stuff, and so I think I sat there anticipating for me to think everything was funny, and that never happened to me. But I did catch myself finding like I was like, I'm having a really good time and I'm not even that drunk, so I'm like, what is this?
Yeah, that, you know? And then there were a couple of times where I said stuff and you were like, wait, that shouldn't be that funny. And I was like, no, I'm funny. And you're like, no, that wasn't that funny.
It was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. I genuinely enjoyed that. And I think like, obviously I'm not going to be like shrooming before I go to dinners and stuff. But I think like when you're out in a party environment, I think it's pretty fun. And you don't have to drink as much on them.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was nice. They're also very illegal. So, you know, here we are not promoting illegal activities, but do what you want. You know,
so you can't prove that we did that.
You can't prove it. We're lying. We lie all the time.
This is a joke.
If you're the FBI listening to this, first of all, this is a finance podcast. What are you doing here?
Get out of here.
Don't tell on us. Don't be a narc. Okay. So anyways, we are going to bring it back. We're going to circle on back to before the trip. Before the trip, we did something that you had never done before, which is what I literally thought. You were like, I told my mom, I can't believe you told your mom you did shrooms. What did she say? I feel like she's strict.
She told me that I was grounded.
You're grounded.
And I said, I'm 30. You can't ground me.
So one thing that we did do before this trip that you've never done before, which was, go ahead.
I let you pack for me. You're infamous. I can pack a suitcase better than anyone else. You did it. And I will say, it slapped.
It slapped.
In the Houstons. In the Hamptons. What? I will say, I was like, this, first of all, no one needs this. Like, the amount of time you spend unpacking and how much you talk about and promote yourself to do it, I'm like, oh my God, promote yourself. Cute. Good for her. But I'm like, oh my God, I can pack for myself. I've been on plenty of trips. When you were like, we're going to plan every outfit, we're going to like write it down. And I'm like, the list seems excessive, but honestly, it's my birthday. I'll like let her do this, whatever. And then the trip did sneak up because I like picking up my outfits.
No, you're right.
The trip did sneak up on both of us and we did not go shopping for it. And so I did have like a panic moment the day before we left. I was like, okay, what am I going to wear? Dress me.
Yeah.
Like I looked at my closet and I was like, I hate everything. Also, all of our stuff is like half still in boxes.
That's true. I mean, the move where we're like trying to find stuff, my stuff's unpacked, but then my whole closet fell apart, which was fucking terrible. But basically you had this moment and I went into best friend mode. And it's funny because I had something to do for James. There was something I was going to help him with or I told him I'd do. And I was like, I'm really sorry, babe, but I have to be best friend right now. I have to be in best friend mode. It's her 30th birthday. She just called me and said, like, I forgot how you worded it. And you were not fishing for me to come over and help you. I know you. You weren't. You, like, called me. You're like, can you help me get excited for this trip? And I was like, what? Your 30th birthday in the Hamptons? I'm like, what are you going to? Because it was the first time you left Novi, too. So yeah. I thought maybe you were, like, upset that you had to leave Novi for the first time.
That is what it was.
But you were like, I just feel like everything I'm packing is just like meh. And I was like, no, you have tons of cute stuff. And you're like, not really. I just feel like everything I'm looking at is just like meh, ugh, meh. And I was like, no, I'm coming over. I'm bringing my outfits. I'm bringing my clothes. I'm going to go through your closet because there's nothing worse than I could go through my closet right now. And if you're listening to this and you're a female, I feel like every fucking girl gets this. You go through your own closet and you're like, I have nothing to fucking wear. Someone else goes to your closet and they pick out a top and they put it with something else that you wouldn't have done. And you're like, oh my God, fabulous. And you kind of need other eyes on your closet. So if you're ever in a situation where you have the, you know, luxury of having a friend come over and help you pack before, sometimes it's just nice in general because they see stuff that your eyeballs are
you're
like
so used to looking
untrained
at
to see. Yeah. Anyways, I came over, we did my shtick. I swear I need to make a masterclass about this, but make a list. We picked out every outfit, and I saw it in her eyes when we were in the closet. She's like, this is so fucking extra, because you were like, we were sending your clothes out.
It took 3 hours.
Yeah, and Mike was like, we were like extending a nanny Rachel. God bless her, fucking love Rachel. And Miss Rachel, you're a queen. And so we were extending her time, and I was like, I need more time in the lab. We're just like, I need more time. So we were placing your outfits. I can just tell you're annoyed because I was making you like keep them out, and you're like stacking them all. I was like, no. And then at the end, I was like, okay. And I was writing a list. Like, you'll wear this on this day for this activity. You'll wear this on this day for this activity. It's your 30th birthday. I will allow you, because it's your birthday, one extra outfit, one just in case outfit, which, by the way, did you wear it?
I don't remember.
The plaid skirt.
No.
See, you don't need just in case outfits. But anyways, that'll be a part of
it. Still good to have.
Nice to have. They'll be part of that. That'll be a part of the masterclass. Okay. But I made the list, did everything, and then I helped you pack your bag, whatever. Yep. But I remember whenever we were going through it, you're like, why am I writing down when I'm going to wear the things? And then we got to the Hamptons, and what happened? What was one of the first things you said?
I go, what am I wearing again?
And I said, I'll tell you. I said, oh.
Green top, white pants. I was like,
green top, white pants for the breakfast. And she was like, oh. And then there was another day where we were like going to lunch or something. And you were like, I'll just throw on that dress. I go, eh. No, you're wearing your sweater with the jean short overalls. And she was like, oh, yeah, that will look better. And I was like, I know.
But something that I didn't really ever understand about this like little thing you do with the packing and you raving about it was like, she will even think of the details of like, okay, it's not just what am I going to wear to lunch and then what am I going to wear to dinner? What bikini are you going to put on for the 15 minutes in between that we might sit by the pool? And then if we go inside and it's cold, we might want to switch to sweatpants before we get ready for dinner. What those outfits, like all those details, and it mattered. And it was like clutch.
Well, it just makes your trip so much more enjoyable, because there's nothing worse than just packing a bag of tops you like and a bag of shorts you like. And then the whole trip is like low key, you trying to piece together outfits. I'm like, yeah. I want to be on the trip, like enjoying the place I'm at with the people I'm with and doing things, not
upstairs in the closet trying on outfits, being like, I hate everything when you get there.
Well, yeah, and then you also destroy your room because you're like throwing shit everywhere, you can't find anything, you just feel like you're back in your own closet trying to find outfits. It's just stupid. So anyways,
it was clutch. I'm a fan.
You're a fan.
I will subscribe.
I converted her, so now I honestly just did this to myself in the back.
Joke's on you. You're gonna have to be backing for me every time I go somewhere.
Gonna have to help her every time. This summer has been non-stop for us, but it has been so much fun. But one thing that I've just been putting in the absolute backseat, unless we truly have enough time to sit down and really cook a meal, I've needed Factor. Factor has been just so, so amazing for me. Here's the thing. With pre-made meals, I'm just going to be insistent that they taste amazing and as delicious as I made them homemade or I got them at a restaurant. So the reason that Factor is so great is because you get fresh, never frozen, ready-to-eat meals delivered right to your door. Legit, less than 2 minutes, pop in the microwave, they're ready. You heat them up. If you'd rather do the oven, that's fine, but they are so, so quick. And here's the thing. Honestly, no matter what your lifestyle is, Factor has the meals to help you live it to the fullest. They got keto, they got calorie smart, vegan, veggie, whatever you want, like they have it. These meals are prepared by chefs, so that's what's so cool. They're approved by dietitians, and each meal has all the ingredients that you need to feel satisfied all day long because you're eating good, clean, healthy food. Not only is Factor cheaper than takeout from restaurants, it's restaurant quality. Like I said, I'm a stickler about that. And one of my favorite things about Factor's chef-prepared meals is they actually show you who the chef is that made the meal. Like there's a little picture and bio about the chef on the meal. It's just so cute. It makes you feel like he just like popped over to your house, or she, there's some female chefs too, okay? And they just made your meal for you at your house. That's what it feels like, okay? You get to know them. They've also got great add-ons for snacks like quick bites, smoothies, juices, and a ton more. Also, you already know I hooked it up with a discount, okay? So head to factormeals.com/probably50 and use code probably50 to get 50% off your first box. That's code probably50 at factormeals.com/probably50 to get 50% off your first box. I want to ask you this question because I asked James, I asked Anna Grace, I'm going to ask myself in November when my stupid fucking cold birthday comes up, but you just turned 30, obviously big deal, huge deal. What are your, like, I know you're going to be like, Taylor hates what I do, like stupid, mushy, deep stuff like this, but like truly, genuinely, and I know we kind of talked about it a little bit because Colleen was like such a sweetie pie and was like, everyone go around the circle and say one thing that you love about Taylor in one word to describe Taylor, which that game will literally never get old on someone's birthday. It'll never get old. Every year someone does it for my birthday and I'm like, no, stop. Tell me.
I know.
What you guys love about me so much.
But I'm like, I don't know who enjoys it more, the person getting all the compliments or the person giving it, because I enjoy both sides.
I do too.
Like, it's so fun for both parties.
I agree. When you have the right group of people and they're actually putting like time and effort into their responses. But okay, so what is like, what do you want 30 to hold? And you don't have to do like the next 10 years, but like in your 30s, what do you want to be more of? What do you want to do and be and see and...
I would finally, my Mike would be so proud of me for saying this. It's what I told to Colleen, which I don't know if you were listening, because Colleen and I had this conversation like in the Hamptons
somewhere. Why wouldn't I have been listening?
I don't know. We were doing shrooms somewhere. You were off talking.
I was doing shrooms somewhere.
But it actually is. I know it sounds cliche, but like overall it would be to be more present. But I don't mean that like very vaguely. I mean like be more present and stop trying to like my issue. Mike would literally be clapping his hands if he was sitting here. But like my issue is more of like an instant gratification. I want to hurry up and do this renovation so that I can live in this beautiful kitchen and cook in this kitchen, and then we'll figure out everything later. I want to start focusing on like the next steps to like our dream home that we're going to build. And Mike always tells me, he's like, you're never going to get there if we don't plan for it, if we don't save for it, if we don't start like talking about it and putting it in the universe, whatever you want to say.
Right.
I want to stop with these like small little knickknack projects.
Right.
For like the instant gratification and put so much energy into like the next steps.
Yeah.
Me turning 30, I'm like thinking about the future now. But on top of that, a lot of the little projects here and there in my head, when I was trying to tell Colleen, I was like, I feel like sometimes I do this because I'll start a project on Instagram and I feel like I show the project or the progress on Instagram. And then I almost feel the need, which is messed up and shouldn't be how my brain works. But I'm like, I feel the need to finish this project or put in like an extra budget because Instagram is watching. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to do stuff like that anymore.
Yeah.
I want to be more present and be like, so when I move into a house, I don't have a dining room table for 8 months. Oh, well, I don't have a dining room table for 8 months. Not right. Like I need it for my kitchen to look pretty because everyone on Instagram sees it. That was something that I was bad about for like the past like 5 years.
Well, I also think, and immediately if you're listening to this, you guys are like, well, yeah, that must be hard because you guys are influencers. I think that that's the rat race that everyone in life finds themselves on. You know, we aren't the only people who have Instagram and have people that follow us. Like, people do this on Facebook for their friends in their hometown that they want to impress. Like, everyone can catch themselves in like this keeping up with the Joneses mentality where you're like, okay, I have to do this, especially you and I feel like, especially like I'm like moved into this house. Like, it's not enough that I moved into a house and bought this house before I was 30 and I had to do all these things. It's like moving in with the love of my life. Not enough, not enough. We have to redo this. And it's like, no, it's really actually like, it's okay.
Well, you in a different way, but you're like, oh, his family's coming. We got to make sure this is done.
Oh my
and
God.
It's like, you're willing to drop something, some amount of money on something just because of something that doesn't matter after it. Day or a trip, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, not to mention, a problem. I talked about this on the podcast with Alex Bennett because we were saying, I was saying that I was in the, used to be in this mentality where I'm like, I don't know, like I've always been myself on social media. I've always been outlandish. I've always done the things I've done and said the things I've said and never worried about it because my family's like, we accept you. And then I started dating James and I'm like, oh my God, is his super posh, sweet family gonna accept me? And she's like, don't decide they don't like you before they don't like you. Like, that's crazy. You're putting that on yourself. And then lo and behold, what do you know? The most accepting, nice, like wonderful family ever. And I did that to myself for no reason.
Yeah.
Like overthought something. And it's the same thing where I'm like, oh my God, are his parents going to come here and be like, wow, she has no privacy. Like the random people, the random trolls on Instagram, they're like, why can you see your neighbor's backyard? I'm like, well, I don't know. Cause it's fucking, I have neighbors that live in a neighborhood. Like, sorry, I don't have $1 million trillion to buy a bunch of privacy trees right
now. We care less obviously about like the troll saying that, but it does, you do want to impress like James's family coming here for the first time.
Right.
Like, just the way that I want, like when I have company in my house, I want them to feel comfortable and I don't want to be like, sorry, there's a mattress on the floor. We haven't gotten guest room furniture yet. Like, we want things done.
Yeah.
And we spend probably triple what we should be to make things done so quickly.
Right.
And I'm trying to get better about that, being more present, not being so just like doing it for the small moment that it'll enjoy.
Not to mention, James' family's probably gonna come here and be like, what a gorgeous house that you guys bought before you're 30. How amazing, how exciting. And his family's not gonna be like, did you see that she doesn't have privacy trees? Like, like they're not going to say that.
Unfortunately, we can see her neighbor's house.
I'm doing that to myself, you know? So yeah. I totally get what you're saying.
Yeah, that's a goal of mine for 30.
And then what about like in general this year during 30? Same thing. Just be more present. You got anything else, bitch?
That's what I was talking about. I was talking about the 10 years. Dude, in 10 years, I'm going to go back to my old ways.
Perfect. And 10 years, fuck that. That is so funny. Okay, speaking of turning 30, did you have to get your license renewed? I went to the DMV today.
I sure hope not. I don't think so. Why would I have to do that?
It's not every 10 years. Maybe I just got mine 10 years ago.
No, that's a rude, that's a rule for tits, when you get your tits done.
When you get your boobs done.
Every 10 years, you got to fix those things.
No, it's every time I see someone with a boob job that I love, I always compliment them. I'm like, obviously, if they've told me their boobs are fake.
Yeah.
I don't just go around to people with boobs being like, love your boob job. And they're like, I never said I had one. But I always, people that I love their boobs the most, always, they're like, oh God, I need to get them redone. They're 10 years old.
Yeah.
And I've realized my pattern must be that I love 10-year-old boob jobs.
Yeah,
I'm like, I wish I could get them and then like fast forward mine 10 years.
You love it when you're supposed to like redo them and they restart.
Yeah, but maybe you don't have to. Maybe it's like veneers. They say like maybe you have to get them redone in 15 years. Maybe they'll be fine.
It seems like a pretty major surgery to have to redo every 10 years. Like 10 years goes by pretty quick. Do I sound old saying that?
Do you think that they're just saying that so that they can get more money? Because nowadays they make boob jobs like those gummy bear ones. I get the saline ones that were like old school ones, but like the gummy bear ones that they did 10 years ago, those puppies got to last more than 10 years.
I don't know.
And I'm telling you, the girls that are like, oh, I need to get them redone. I beg them. I'm like, do not get them redone. Unless you're like doctors genuinely telling you like yours look better than anyone else's.
Yeah.
They've just like really found their place in your life.
In your body.
In your body. In your body. Well, I went to the DMV today because I had to redo my, not boob job, but my license. And I got to tell you something. I go to the DMV today and we're obviously in Franklin now. And I'm like, okay, what's this DMV? They're all the fucking same. The DMVs just universally suck everywhere. But I go in and there's like no cars in the parking lot. I'm like, oh my God, this is great. Is it a holiday though? Did I mess this up? And then I'm like, okay, I go in. There's five people working, five desks, like one, like stations, you know, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah.
And there's four people waiting. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. This is amazing. I waited an hour. I was like, is this just what, are they just like, nobody, thou shall not come into DMV and not wait an hour.
It will
like,
not be quick.
I was literally like, there are five people working. It was the exact opposite of what normally happens where you're like, why don't they have more people working? Why don't they have, no, literally more people are working than people waiting there. And I waited an hour.
Taking so long? Can't all this be done online these days?
I don't know.
What are we doing in there that can't be done online?
I had to take a new photo because mine was expiring. So when
even that, I'm like, can we not turn our own photos in?
I mean, I would love to have turned in my own photo. I would love to. No, because everyone would probably face tune him and then the cop would pull you up and be like, you don't fucking look like this. Oh my God, my friend Alicia Marie has, by the way, like a fabulous podcast. She's on YouTube. You guys check her out. The Pretty Basic Podcast. God, I just love them. Her and Remy. But she just posted on Instagram because she was in going to another country or something and she got pulled aside at the passport. This is what happened to me. She like was on like an overnight flight to wherever she was going. I don't know, like Japan. It was like such a long flight and they pulled her to the side because they were like, this is not you. And you're passport photo because she had like gotten dressed and ready and looked cute for her passport photo like everyone did, like I just did to go to the DMV.
Yeah.
And then like she got off a 12-hour flight and they were like, this isn't you. And she like roasted herself online about it. That's why I can say this on the podcast.
Oh my God.
She was like, yo, what the fuck?
They it's were like you with a spray tan versus you without a spray tan. The cop's like, nice try.
Nice try, lady. I'm like, I swear I just haven't had my lashes tinted and it's a bad day and I'm dumb with spray tan. No, but it's truly like I went to the DMV. I tried to look so cute. I knew I was getting my photo done. I could tell she was not the kind of lady. She was super nice, but I was like, this is just not going to be one of those situations where she's like, do you want to look at it? Do you like the picture? I was like, this is going to be a one shot wonder. Like this is it. And I walk up and I was like, I don't know why at the last minute I decided not to smile with my teeth. I think it's because I like my passport photo I just got redone and I was soft smiling in that.
It's like smoldery sexy.
I look like a spy in my passport photo. I'm like, ooh, love it. And then I was like, I tried to do that for the DMV picture and I just like, I look like I just like farted and I'm like trying to hold back a laugh about it. Like, I don't know how to explain it. My eyes look squinty. I'm like, I look like I'm like smirking and laughing.
I hate that for you.
I know, it's bad.
If
it's
you ever fun. Have an extra free hour, you should go back and take another one.
Oh my God. You're so right. I wonder if people ever do that. They just like want to get their picture redone. I don't think anyone does that because it's literally not worth it.
I did that.
You did it because you wanted a new photo taken?
My photo was that embarrassing to me. I did that.
Really?
Yeah, it was like 10 years ago.
Wow. I'm that actually shocks me that you did that. I feel like that's so not a Taylor thing to do. You'd be like, fuck it. I'd be the one that's like, let me go get glam and then go get it retaken.
Not Taylor in high school. Taylor went to go retake it.
Oh, Taylor in high school. That makes sense. Okay.
Even though you didn't know me in high school, that makes sense.
Oh my gosh, Taylor and I are technically a grade apart. Have we talked about this before? How we totally wouldn't be friends.
So yeah, let's revisit that because I would never be fucking friends with you.
It's crazy how grades were such a big deal. Like, bitch, they are literally 9 months younger than you. Like, what? Like, I'm like, aw. Like, I'm now, like, they're 29, I'm 30, and I'm like, aw.
Yep.
Look at them getting married. Like, what the fuck, bitch?
You do this.
What?
Did you hear what she said? She goes, I'm 29. Or you're 29. What did you just say?
I'm 29.
It never fails every year. I don't know if you know that you do this, but we have close birthdays, but they're not so close in the sense that like you should get away with saying that, but it never fails. Once I turn the new age, she automatically tells people she's that age. And I'm like, you still have 4 months, bitch.
Oh, I just said I was 30?
Yeah.
I said they're 29, I'm 30.
She didn't even catch it.
Oh my God.
But you did this when I was 29. You did it when I turned 28, and you did it when I turned 27.
That is so funny. I am you. Once you turn something, I'm like, it me. I'm out there.
We are 30.
We are 30.
It is our birthday, even though yours is 4 months from now.
4 months from now. You have a really late birthday for your grade because you and I are very close in age, technically, but you're a grade older than me.
Yes.
Isn't that because you went to summer school in Hawaii?
No.
Oh.
I was just in the grade above you.
Oh, well. The way that I've been using this company way before they gave me ad spots on my podcast, I have talked about this company on my podcast. There is just nothing better than when a company that I am already obsessed with and I use all the time, because I truly use Drizzly all the time, decides that I get to talk about them on my podcast, okay, for an ad space. I just love it. I love working with Drizzly and I love using Drizzly because it's a dream come true. It's an alcohol delivery app, baby. I have been using them since they started. As soon as I found out what it was, I was like, I'm in, download the app, I want it. It makes my life so much easier. It's been my go-to app for drink delivery for years because it is simply the most convenient way to get beer, wine, spirits, whatever you want, whatever's tickling your fancy, delivered right to your doorstep whenever you want it. And there have been so many times that I'll be at a friend's house or they'll forget something, or cooking something, or having a party, and someone's like, oh my gosh, I've got to go run to the store. Everyone's pulling straws. Who's going to do it? And I'm like, what are y'all doing? Literally just use Drizzly. I've also used Drizzly so many times for gifts too. It is such a perfect thing for housewarming, engagements, birthdays, last minute or planned ahead. Everyone just wants some booze delivered to the door, okay? When I'm running around my house before hosting a party, there's just inevitably going to be something that I forgot. So I am genuinely so thankful that Drizzly exists to fix all my problems. And the selection is amazing because it's all broken down on the app by selections of wine, beer, etc. So you can easily type in exactly what you're looking for and then you'll see which store has it nearby you. Like if I'm looking for a cab, I just type in cab, you know, Sauv Blanc, you get it. I have just been a fan forever. And like I said, I love the opportunity to talk about Drizzly with you guys. And I've been using my own discount code lately, so obviously I'm going to share it with you guys. Download the Drizzly app or go to drizzly.com, that's drizzly.com, and use code PROBABLY to receive $5 off or a $0 delivery fee off your next order. Must be 21 or older, not valid in all states. Codes cannot be combined with any other offers. Not valid at all retailers. Code expires 9/8/23, 11:59 p.m. EST. Okay, also, while we were in the Hamptons, I need to talk about the girl that came up to us at Surf Lodge, which is basically just like a club, which was so fun. We can give a little itinerary recap on the Hamptons because yeah. I feel like people were asking me about that too. Okay, so we basically landed. Talk about a travel day.
Dude. Basically prepare to fly to Australia to get to the Hamptons.
There was one point where we were in the car and James said, like, we'll never forget it because we rented a, which was the fucking clutchest decision ever to rent, to rent a van. But there was this one point where James goes, we could be in London right now. Like, that's how long we had been.
We're like, James, stop it. We look at the clock. We're like, oh my God.
We could be in London right now. So basically.
He's like, mom.
Mom, hello? Anyone? Fix me a cup of tea. I'm sad. Okay, so we basically obviously live further away from the airport now that we live in Franklin. So that was its whole thing. But that was
25 minutes,
who cares, whatever. But still, like,
it added.
I guess it added because we had to wake up earlier because we had a really early flight. All of us were on the same flight. That was fun in itself.
Yeah.
So all six of us were on the flight that took off at 6:30.
Something before something, the sun 6:30 came
up. Or something, 7, I don't know. So we all got up at like 5, 4:45, 5. We get on the road, we get to the airport, we take off, we land in New York. Once you land in New York, you can technically, I get it.
You think you're there.
You think you're like, we're in New York, time to start the trip to the Hamptons, but not really, because here's the thing. Everyone goes to the Hamptons in the summer that lives in the city. So in my mind, because I follow all these fabulous people that go to the Hamptons from New York, they all hop on a train and then they go to the Hamptons and it's fun, it's cute. So all of us were like, we'll go on the train. Well, that's because they're leaving from the city. They're not leaving from LaGuardia Airport, which is like technically another like 30. It's a whole thing that basically Once we asked all of our friends, they were like, yeah, I mean, you'd have to get off the plane, go to baggage claim, get an Uber, go to the train station. You'll miss the train because there's not a train that takes off in the time that y'all land. So you'd have to wait at the train station. We were just like, you know what? Fuck this. We'll rent a giant minivan. It'll be so funny and fun. And like one of those like ha ha hee moments where we're like,
we had options. We had options and we thought we were honestly taking like the shittier option. We talked about taking the train, which we thought was the best option to begin with because of traffic and all that stuff.
Right.
We talked about taking that helicopter.
The Blade that everyone does, like the Alex Earls of the world. But one, it's like way more expensive than you think. We were both so scared. And two, I'm like, RIP Kobe, like I just can't get on a helicopter. No. I'm sure I will at some point in my life. And if it was a situation where I had to get somewhere quickly and that was the most effective way, I'll do it. But like low-key, when no one else was like, we have to take the helicopter, I was like, fine by me, because I'm not really trying to go on a helicopter. Yeah.
And then like our last third option was like us renting a car and driving, which at first we were like, no one wants to do that.
But then we were like, you know what? It might be nice to have a car at the house for like going to breakfast and doing all this stuff and not having to get an Uber every time. Plus there were six of us. So anyways, rented a big minivan and ended up being so fun, except for the fact that everyone does go to the Hamptons for the weekends that live in the city. So that traffic, it's like one way in and one way out. It's very similar if you've ever like driven to Key West. It's like one skinny road in. So they're just like piles up traffic. And especially mm-hmm. when you go on a Friday to Sunday, Monday. So anyways, we land, we get baggage claim, we get to the rental car service, we rent a car, that line was so long. And then we get in the rental car, we drive 3.5 hours, 4 hours, we stop for alcohol, we stop for Burger King, we get to the house, we're like, okay, thank fuck we're here. But then, you know, it's 5 p.m. and we got up at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
So it's just like, anyways, we had a great first night. I'll give you guys a little lowdown of the itinerary. We went to the Crow's Nest first, which is in Montauk. So our house was in Montauk and we really went back and forth between staying in Montauk or East Hampton.
There or were even Sag Harbor.
Or Sag Harbor. Sag Harbor, I'm glad we ended up not doing, although I think it'd be really fun to go back to Sag Harbor with like your girls and yeah. like more of a family trip, stay for a week and kind of just like enjoy yourselves.
Be more chill.
The party vibes, just going for the weekend and for a 30th birthday, if you guys wanted to go on like a girls trip and have like party vibes, I would definitely stay in East Hampton or Montauk mm-hmm. because those closest to the action. All the pretty restaurants are in Montauk, so that was nice that we stayed there, but there are nicer house options Airbnb-wise in East Hampton, but then you're about 30 minutes away from the restaurants and bars.
Yeah.
But
we can't say we had the most updated house.
Our house was like older, but it was the same price as the nicer ones in East Hampton, yeah. but we were a 4-minute drive from any restaurant
location,
and bar.
Location, location,
location. Location, location, location was nice. And another thing that I feel like people would be like, I hate that, but I love this. And Nashville does this too. The restaurants are all like no reservations. They're all basically like show up, get put on a waiting list and get seated. Yes. So you can show up at 5 p.m. when they open and maybe you'd get seated in 30 minutes, 45 minutes. If you show up around 6:30, 6:45, which is pretty late in the game, you're going to be added to a 3-hour wait list. When the Crow's Nest looked at us and said, you're added to the wait list and it'll be 3 hours. I was like, there's no fucking way. It'll be 3 hours. It'll be an hour and a half tops. Mm-hmm. So I just like, but I thought that maybe they were just saying that to scare people away. So they'd be like, oh, never mind, we'll leave.
Right.
So I was like, oh, okay, put us down. See you in 3 hours, LOL. I think I even said to them, like, maybe in an hour and a half, you guys will call me and we'll get lucky. And they were like,
host is like,
maybe, maybe. And then,
Sure, Jan.
And so but like, here's the thing about waiting 3 hours at a place like that. Stunning. They're like, head down to the beach bar and just relax. I mean, like, really, really beautiful place to
wait.
Do
you remember how funny it is though? Like, let's just also mention this, the Hamptons. It's like an iconic place, bougie as hell. So many celebrities, so many famous people travel to the Hamptons.
Yeah.
The sign when you walk into these restaurants, it's like, we're all famous, babe.
We're all famous here,
AKA,
babe.
AKA, like, you don't get special treatment. You don't get a reservation. I loved it.
I loved it too.
I loved it.
Because
I don't know why. I just saw that sign. I was like, I love this. I could see why they felt the need to put the sign because everyone probably rolls up being like,
I'll
get a
spot.
Do you know who I am? What do you mean you don't take reservations?
I liked it because I just think, again, it's the same mentality of like keeping up with the Joneses. Like, I didn't want to have to go up and be like, is there any chance if maybe we could collectively, me and Taylor, we could post about you guys on Instagram. I hate having to be in that rat race anyway. So it was like, I'm like, oh yeah, everyone shows up. If you show up late, you get added to a really long wait list. And here's a beautiful beach that you can sit at and wait and chill.
Right.
And so everyone was just on good vibes, good form. When we walk down to the beach bar to wait, Taylor's like, why do I feel like I'm in stuff? Like, we're at a wedding.
Okay. Can you paint that scene a little bit? We walk down to like the little hang area, the beach bar. It was a beach bar, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And everyone is like, when we were picking our outfits, when you were packing for me,
when I was picking our outfits,
I just told Shannon, I was like, I want to feel Hamptons-y. I want to feel like the vibe in Hamptons, but I don't want to look chuggy. Like, I don't want to look like too, like a, like, what's the word? Like, costumey for the Hamptons, like the typical white linen.
No, we
didn't
want to look like we were in a theme. Yeah.
A theme, right? Like, it, like, legit, we had a Hamptons theme party.
Right.
We show up and that is exactly what it is.
Which is fine because it was stunning, but it really did seem like we all went to a wedding that was like,
yes. And you do walk down this hill and everyone kind of does like look up at you when you're walking. Just, it's like when you're back in high school and you stand up in the lunchroom and everyone, you feel like everyone's staring at you.
Yeah, true.
That feeling, and you hate that.
It was like a long walk.
But we walked in and everyone's like looking with their sunglasses and like,
who's this?
I feel like we're being judged. And I literally looked at Shannon. I was like, I feel like we just walked into a wedding that we weren't invited to.
Yeah, you did say that. That's what it was. You go, I feel like we just walked into a wedding that we were absolutely not invited to, because you also grab a drink on your way down. So you walk. It's like cocktail hour at a wedding.
Yes, it's like the in-between.
Where you walk into the reception and you're like walking and everyone's like so rich and so fabulous. And we like walk down and Taylor's like, I feel like, it's not like everyone was like giving us stink faces, but everyone turns and judges the fuck out of you as you walk
down.
Yeah,
you don't feel good walking down. I didn't feel good and I thought I looked cute.
I felt like I looked so cute. But I remember thinking like, oh, I'm wearing heels. My feet are sticking into the grass. Are they thinking I'm so stupid for wearing heels? Like, am I too dressed up? Like, you're definitely like thinking to yourself, like, uh-oh. But anyways, that's a us problem, I guess. But we do that first night. We have a wonderful dinner eventually. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what.
And 7 hours later.
3 hours was how long it took to wait. Yeah. The 3 hours rolled around and they were like, yep, here's your table.
And the hostess was shocked. We stuck around.
Oh yeah, he was. He was like, I am so, well, he said you guys were really patient and really sweet the whole time. I only checked in with the table, I think once or twice. And it was just like every hour and a half, I'd be like, hey, just checking in on where we're at on the list. And they were always like,
we're still here, by the way.
We're still here. I did want them to know we were still there too. Yeah. Anyways, he was like, gave us the sweetest, nicest table and was like, y'all are so nice. He didn't say y'all, but he was like, you guys were so nice and polite and patient. Like, we made sure to give you a really nice table. I was like, thanks. Maybe they tell everyone that, I don't know. But we did crow's nest the first night for dinner. And then the second night we woke up and we took the second day we woke up, we went and we drove our minivan to East Hampton, had a fun, cute little shopping day, did a fashion show for everyone afterwards, which was hilarious.
In a coffee shop.
We're like unpacking what we bought and the boys are like, ooh, cool.
Cozy.
Nice. And then that night we did an evening cruise, which I knew would be wonderful and fun for a vibe.
That day.
I didn't think it would be as fun as the boat day was, because I'm such a daytime water girly that I was like, we were wearing dresses, none of us had swimsuits on, we were just like putting on pretty dresses to like cheers champagne, and I thought it would just be like a leisurely stroll. The way that we absolutely me on a boat, I went feral. All right guys, let's talk about the green drink that literally everyone, myself included, is obsessed with. And I actually have a really funny true story that I'll tell you guys in a second, because I got someone very near and dear and close to our hearts hooked on AG1 organically and truly, and now she's using it all the time. So AG1 is the daily nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. I drink it literally every day, and I originally gave AG1 a try because I saw it literally everywhere, and I was like, what is everyone talking about? What is everyone drinking? What are we doing? I want to be healthy like them. I'm just, you know me, I am the consumer. So I did some research, and I realized, hey, Shannon, you're tired of taking so many supplements anyways, and I want a single solution that supported my entire body and covers my nutritional basis every day. And I want better gut health. Y'all know I am a freak about having a healthy gut. And I wanted, well, always want, a boost in energy. My immune system support with all my traveling, I've got to keep my immune system up, baby. And I just wanted a supplement that actually tastes good. I take it in the morning right before I do anything, like before I work out, before I make my coffee, before I do anything, I just start my day. And it really does give me that like initial feel good moment of like, wow, Shannon, you're really doing something good for your body right when you wake up. Because I'm giving my body the nutrition that it craves, which is honestly a flex. And why take a bunch of different things when I could just mix one scoop of AG1 powder in water once a day? AG1 was designed with ease in mind too, so you can live healthier and better without having to complicate your routine, right? Just make this drink your new cute little habit in the morning and you're done. And luckily for us, AG1 is raising the standard for quality in the supplement category with a science-driven formulation of vitamins, probiotics, and whole food sourced nutrients, okay? It's delivered right to your door every month and it's packed with 75 vitamins and minerals. And I also love their travel packs because it makes my morning routine on the go so nice and easy. And that's what I was going to tell you guys. I actually gave a bunch of my travel packs to Taylor's nanny, Miss Rachel. We love Miss Rachel, because she came over and she's like, what are you drinking? And I was like, try it. And she's like, what does that taste like? And I was like, Rachel, I promise, try this right now. You will be shocked at how good it tastes. And she tried it and she was like, I have to have that. So I am sharing the wealth. I will give you guys the discount code that I'm also giving you, because if you want to take ownership of your health, try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Just go to drinkag1.com/probably. That's drinkag1.com/probably. Check it out.
The boat day was like what made my birthday. Like boat I night. Told her, whatever, the boat night.
Evening.
The boat evening.
Sunset
else?
Cruise. Sorry for interrupting.
No, you done? That was absolutely like a non-negotiable for my birthday trip.
Right.
Because we kind of toyed with going to Cabo. And we toyed with the Hamptons. And then it was, of course, the Hamptons is what we ended up doing. But I thrive on a boat day, boat night, a boat cruise, sunset cruise.
Right.
We found out that we couldn't get on this beautiful yacht until 7.
Yeah, I tried to get it earlier and they were like, sorry, we have one
for
y'all.
It was booked. We were like, okay, whatever, we'll make it.
Shout out Boatsetter. Always use Boatsetter. Yeah. It is the fucking best way to get a boat wherever you're at. And clutch. You can. It's like Airbnb or Uber. This is not an ad. They do not pay me to say this. I use fucking Boatsetter on every single trip I go on. St. Lucia, use Boatsetter. Hamptons, Boatsetter. Cabo, Boatsetter. Anywhere I go, Boatsetter. I think they gave me a code too. It's probably boating.
Oh, nice.
But they're not paying me to say this. I just was literally like people asking about this all the time. Please give me a code.
Well, we found out that we had the boat from 7 to 10. So yeah. We're like, oh my God, what? That is so late. So we look at each other. We're like, yeah, so we're absolutely not going to need this boat till 10. Like, we just want to go out, take a shot or two, take some pictures, and like, we'll go back in.
We'll enjoy the cruise. And as soon as the sun goes down, we'll be ready to go. So we had both already decided we're going to tell them we'll just leave at 9. LOL.
We did not want to go home. When it was like 9:30, I was like, what? We lost our minds. We were having so much fun. We were absolutely shrooming.
Yeah,
we were absolutely
taking shots.
We were listening to like a mixture of Elvis, Enrique,
T-Pain.
It was all over the place.
The boat captain was probably literally thinking to himself, what the fuck are they on? And if you would have asked us, we would have been like, shrooms.
Yeah.
Because it was just so much fun.
It was
like,
such a good time.
We just danced our little asses off. And what were we doing? Shaking our asses on a yacht. Always.
Literally.
Literally always shaking our ass on a yacht. But like, I think this guy probably thought like, oh, what a good looking. We came in like silk long dresses. He's probably like, what a good looking fun group.
We're in like evening gowns.
And we were like, so super quick, we're going to twerk this monkey. Okay.
We are going to lose our ever-loving minds on
this boat.
It was
so much fun. And we just like, Taylor and I, 30 minutes in, was like, oh, should we go ahead and tell the captain that we're gonna leave in at 9 instead of 10? We were like, yeah. And then you were like, actually, let's just see if we want to stay here till 10, not like tell him.
The game changer was me asking the captain if we could just stop the boat and park, because it got real windy there for a minute. None of us were enjoying ourselves. Like, we were like trying to dance, but like almost falling off.
Well, we were scared. We didn't want to man overboard. So we were enjoying ourselves, but we were like, we would really, really like to twerk that monkey like hardcore, and we need a boat to be stationary to do that.
When he parked that boat, that is when it went from like 0 to 100.
The videos I have.
And it could, I mean, I would have stayed out there till 2 a.m.
I would have as well.
Could
I really would
have done that.
Really would have. Anyways, the boat day was the best ever. So I recommend doing it during the day. We heard a lot of people when we were at Crow's Nest, people were inviting us on their boats during the day the next day. So I think it's a common thing to go, but can't stress enough how an evening cruise with your besties, also a fucking vibe.
Lit.
Then the next day was Sunday, and it was your actual birthday on Sunday. Yeah. So 30th birthday on Sunday, we had to go to the infamous Surf Lodge. Everyone does it. We had to go. We had to try.
Yeah.
And it was fun. Although Taylor does maintain her stance that New York does not have any men that are gentlemen. Like, they're just not Southern.
They are not Southern.
They're like, not like, oh, here, do you want to sit down? They're like, get the fuck off our table, bitch.
Like, no, it'd be just stuff like we would like try to, we had a table and of course it buds up to another table and we like just try to get by. And like, the difference is if I was in Tennessee and I was like, sorry, excuse me. They'd be like, oh yeah, help, come on, come this way. In New York, I'm like, sorry, excuse me. They look at me and they turn like this. I'm like, excuse me.
Also, not to mention, at one point we did hear, we have to, the elephant, and by elephant I mean this guy is literally the size of an elephant, he's so large in the room, is that we have to discuss that Chris Humphries was at the table next to us, aka the guy that was married to Kim Kardashian for like 60 days. And at one point I did hear him say, and this is exactly the, I'm not saying Chris Humphries not a gentleman, maybe he's a really nice guy, we had a really lovely experience with him, he was very nice to us by the end of it all.
Yeah.
But there was one point where you go, I just heard that man ask the waitress where the border is.
Yeah.
And I thought you meant like to America. I don't know if I've been dating someone not from here for too long, and I was like, why would he ask her that? And then I was like, oh wait, because you were like near his table, and he was like, yeah, sorry, where's the border?
No, I was near our table. Which touches his table. Like, it's stupid. But I'm like, okay,
chill,
nice guy. But he was a little bit like, where's my red tape that sections everyone off? I'm like, get in line, bitch. Where's my red tape?
Yeah,
like,
hey, buddy.
I didn't even know who you were.
We made this surplus reservation a month ago.
I remember also, she makes fun of me all the time for like not knowing pop culture.
So does Anna Grace. She doesn't know anyone.
And this guy walks up. He's so tall.
He's like
the
6'2".
Anyone like started looking his way. He's this massive guy walks up, and I look over at him and I'm like, who's that? Kim's ex? Or what did I say? I was like, Chloe's ex. And you go, shh. Actually,
you said it so loud, and here's the thing,
because I didn't really think it was him.
It's some shit that he just clearly looks like a professional athlete of some sort, right? Because he's just like a large caliber guy. And when you said it so loud, the way that I know that you and Anna Grace actually genuinely don't understand pop culture, but she's like, who's that? Chloe's ex? And I was like, that is Kim Kardashian's very famous for the very like, my diamond earring in the ocean. Yeah. She was with Chris Humphries. Like, oh my, like, I'm like, da-da-da. And you were like, wait, are you fucking serious? And I was like, yes.
Actually,
and then,
no, I thought it was just some big guy that I was like, that kind of resembled him.
Then we have to double down on this because Mark Block was asking me who he was. And I was like, it's I'm like trying to be so quiet. Cause that's what everyone at Surf Lodge was thinking anyways. I mean, everyone was looking at him for the same reason. Poor guy. I'm sure he's successful in his own right and career, but everyone's going to just remember him as Kim Kardashian's 60-day husband.
Sex sucks.
I was like, at one point, Mark was like, is that that guy? And I was like, yeah. And then he Googles Chris Humphreys, right? Mm-hmm. Well, then fast forward 4 hours later is when him and his group were so nice, so wonderful, invited us to a house party after, which we totally went to, which was really fun. Mark was like, Mark asked one of the guys, what's the address again? He's like, here, I'll write it down for you. Open up your maps or something.
No, I remember.
And he opened up his fucking Google search and it said Chris Humphreys.
I hate it.
And Mark goes, oh, no, 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 no. He swiped out really fast. And I was like, what? He goes, I fucked up. I go, what'd you do? And he goes, remember when we Googled Chris Humphreys? And I go, oh, no. And he goes, yeah, they were trying to give me the address. And I opened up my Safari and that was what. And I go, whatever. It is what it is. They have hung out with us for 4 hours. They know we're not fangirls. Like, yeah. It is. We're nice people. You know, you win some, you lose some, well, Mark.
If you have to Google somebody, I think you aren't a fangirl.
Oh, true.
It's the opposite. It's more of like offensive. You're like, you had to Google who I was.
Oh, that's actually a really good point.
That's the way I would have taken it.
No, that's like a good point. Oh, see, I'm so egotistical. If I like looked at someone's phone and it said Shannon Ford, I'd be like, you're obsessed with me. But I really should think, to myself that
they're like, should I know who she is? Who is this?
Oh my God. It's like Googling like Shannon Ford's large teeth. Like, then I'm like, God. Oh, okay. Anyways, that was fun. That was an unexpected twist to the night that we just ended up hanging out with Chris Humphreys and his crew.
At his aunt's house
or something. It was really fun. We had a great time.
Home in the Hamptons.
Beautiful, stunning home in the Hamptons.
Also, let's bring house parties back.
House parties?
It was so elite. Fun. That was the night that I almost slept with your boyfriend.
The most important thing to me on any platform I have, no matter what, is to be transparent with you guys. And I feel like I've done a good job sharing not just the highs, but the lows too. And if you guys have listened to this podcast at all, then you know I have had some really low points at times. Now I'm stronger and better for them, but regardless, they still happened and they still affect me and who I am. Number one thing that I cannot suggest enough though, therapy. Seriously, you might think that you don't need it, but I promise you, it will make you feel so fulfilled after you do it. But I get it. It's daunting trying to find a therapist, and I have so many friends who just gave up on the search because it took forever, and they felt uncomfortable when therapy is supposed to be the exact opposite of that. But you've got to find the right person for you. It's such a personal preference, and I personally use Talkspace myself to find my therapist because it's exactly the tool that you need for finding the right professional for you. It's convenient to speak to them online, and I can take my therapy sessions from the place I feel the most comfortable, my own home. I love how my therapy sessions are online and at the ease and comfort of a space that I want to be in, not to mention the affordability of it all. Do we all need a helping hand? Yes. But can we all afford it? Not always. But that's why Talkspace is so passionate about making therapy accessible to everyone. They even have a policy that allows you to cancel and get a prorated refund for unused time should you need to. And a lot of people wait until something really bad happens to decide to go to therapy, but I'm here to tell you that therapy is the best thing that I've ever given myself, and we should all be doing it at all stages and all phases of our lives, not just when something bad happens. Because therapy can help you shift your perspective, find tools to cope in difficult times, and frankly, just be a guiding light. Talkspace can help with any specific challenges that you might be facing. And it's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, and much more. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/probably. To match with the licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/probably to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/probably.
Oh, yes, of course. How could we forget that you almost slept with my boyfriend?
I mean, I didn't at all, but I almost did.
Why do people... It's so funny. We obviously have to, like, bring this up because the way that when Taylor posted her, like, most gorgeous, stunning, like, collage of her 30th birthday, and then, of course, the trolls gonna be trolling, and they were like, oh, my God, I feel so sad for you. Like, the way... Like, how is Shannon okay with this? And
not
I'm like, you
New
know
York
what?
Accent.
Not the New York accent. You know what this reminds me of? Oh, ding dong, whenever it was your 28th birthday, and it's always in New York. Whenever
Imagine
we were
that.
When we were in New York for your 28th birthday, and you know, James wasn't even it didn't even exist in my mind.
Yeah.
And you and I went to New York, and I think we even talked about it on the podcast. We were staying in a suite, aka a suite has two rooms, and everyone's like, oh my God.
Or more.
How are y'all okay with just being on a trip like you guys? I'm really not trying to talk shit here. Maybe people have some like really undisclosed trauma that they should really work through in therapy or just like on their own and figure it out. And you know, shit happens. Someone has messaged me before and been like, I'm sorry, I'm really triggered by this because like my husband literally cheated on me with my best friend. I'm like, well, that is fucking terrible.
Yeah.
But like, that is not everyone's life and journey and path. Like we just build houses next to each other. Of course we're close. You think I would do that if I wasn't this close to you? Like it's just so odd to me.
And there's a lot of situations where I'm sure that can be really surprising, but then at the same time, I'm like, if somebody's really your best friend, and somebody's your husband, don't you feel like there's some signs somewhere? There's just no way.
I just think if someone's really your best friend and someone's really your husband, I would hope that you are secure enough in both of those relationships separately that when they come into play together, that's not a thought that crosses your mind.
No, I mean like that you couldn't have picked up on that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess there's some sneaky, dirty, underhanded people in the world, but like, we just ain't them.
No,
that just ain't us.
I couldn't get away with that if I tried.
I just think it's just so bizarre when people's brains go there immediately and not like. I mean, I know that's such a small percentage, and obviously the trolls are louder than the other people. And we had way more comments of people being like, "Goals, so much fun, trip of a lifetime, how fun!" But like, man, it is so crazy to me. People are like,
"It never ends."
I'm like, not the video of James literally humping my face on the boat. But people are like, "Do you see the way Taylor's looking at him in that photo?" I'm like, "No, I can't. She's so fucked up. Her eyes are closed in every photo."
In the post that I did too, I'm like, the eighth picture is me grinding on my husband. Yet they're so focused on like the second one where I'm like hugging James, going like this.
They're like, I'm like,
you guys
what?
Really do be looking for what you're looking for.
Yeah, everything is just a bit of a reach. But that's the internet these days. The internet as a whole is just a whole fucking reach. Like the shit I see, I'm like, that is a bit of a reach. Like I just can't. So yeah, anyways, thanks for being a boyfriend stealing fucking whore.
Anytime.
But I really enjoyed your birthday.
It was so fun.
I had a great time. Also, we have to discuss this before we leave because I can't even believe this. So Taylor and I have lived next door to each other officially for like a month, I think.
Not even.
And the way that you're so worried about it because you're a good mom, and I know that this is like how I'll be one day when I'm a mom, even though Taylor and I are literally best friends and I'm like the godmother to her daughters. She literally feels so worried that me and James are going to be like annoyed at Walker and them coming. Walker will just like pop over. And she's like, "Shannon, please tell her to like come back to the house if you need to and like tell her she can't just pop over there." And me and James are like, we literally love it. Like it's the cutest, most pure, sweet things. We just hear, "Shannon." "James?" And then we look and she like barely pops over the door, like window
right here.
It's just like her eyes and we're like, "Walker?" And she's like, "Can I come in?" Because she does, at the very beginning we said you always have to knock and you always have to ring the doorbell, which she does that very well. And then she walks over and she does this new thing where she like says who she's here for. She'll open the door and she'll go, "I'm here for James." And I'm like, "Okay." And she'll like go talk to James about some party she's throwing him in his office or something.
Good.
And then sometimes she'll knock on the door and she'll go, "Hi, I'm here for Shannon." And I'm like, I also hate that she calls me Shannon now. I'm like, "You used to call me she.
Stop growing up.
Anyways, it's just so adorable and so cute. But anyways, I haven't had enough of it yet because we've only lived here for less than a month. And now you're shipping her off to school.
I know.
She starts school tomorrow.
That's so weird.
How do you feel about it? Are you one of those moms? I actually can't tell. I feel like you're probably 50-50 because I follow a lot of people that are obviously having kids go off to school. And I really respect, like, I talk about her on the podcast a lot, but Amanda Hirsch, who has Not Skinny But Not Fat, she posted whenever she sent her son to like day school. It wasn't like, you know, school, but it was like his first like going off to school kind of vibes when he was 3, I think maybe. Anyways, she was like, "No, you guys," she posted like, "Oh, so sad he's leaving." And then she was like, "You guys, I'm being sarcastic. I'm so excited he's going to school. Like, this is so, like, are you kidding me? Like, I get a break." Like, she was like, "I fuck being judged for saying this is like so great. This is not hard on me. I'm so glad he's going." And it was like, she kind of like brought light to the fact that like, it's okay to feel that way too.
Yeah,
but then I follow people who are truly like literally crumbling and falling apart. Like our poor friend Mallory Irvin can't stop crying on her Instagram story. And I'm like, also pure, like,
I watched that this morning.
I know I'm like such a sympathy crier anyway. And I'm like, I almost cried with her because she was like, "I am not okay. Like, I don't like, I like, can we just put him back into my womb?"
Okay. So
how do you feel about it?
The way that I feel about Walker going to school tomorrow is the day before we left for our trip, I actually was like cuddling with her in the bed. And I was like, it hit me that she was going to be gone
during
the
day.
I've never dropped her off somewhere and been like, "I'll pick you up later," other than like my mom's house. That's it. I've never done that. So like the thought of dropping her off in general anywhere and then be like with strangers where she could be, someone could be mean to her and I won't know about it. Like that. So I am on the Mallory side. I'm on the side where I'm like, wait, I don't know if I'm ready for this. Like you're going to be gone all day because I have had the luxury. This is why we hired a nanny, Rachel.
Yeah.
This is why we had somebody that was in home with us as opposed to doing daycare.
Right.
You know, like,
it's
so
a luxury, of course.
So I could have the help and I could have that freedom and that time for myself to either get stuff done, recording things or like cleaning the house or just literally to close my eyes, whatever I want to do. But it was in my home, and if I wanted to go give my kid a hug, I could.
Right.
It is like a different dynamic when they go to school.
Well, yeah, and obviously, like, Rachel, which, again, we know that having a nanny is a luxury, but, like, with Rachel being there, I don't go over there, and you're like, "Sorry, she's with Rachel. I don't see Walker." Like,
we're collectively hanging out together.
Yeah, we're all just chilling. That's why we love Miss Rachel, because we're all just chilling with her.
There was something this morning that somebody left a comment about on my Instagram about, like, how Rachel spends more time with my kids than I do. And I can do all these things because I have a nanny, right? And like basically shit talking
that'll be the narrative to every woman ever right. for the dawn of the rest of the time. God forbid you get some fucking time to yourself.
But like shit talking the fact that I had a nanny, okay? Sure. Has anyone ever, just simple thought here, put in like if I chose to send my kid to daycare,
you would see
they would be zero. Gone just as long. Like, or no, not even. They'd be gone longer. I have friends who have to go to their offices every morning, drop them off at 7,
sure.
pick them up at 6.
Right.
I see my kids every single day, all day. I just have help in the home doing it as opposed to dropping them off somewhere. I'm like, why do I get to get shit talked? But the kids, the people taking their kids to daycare, they're like, see ya. They don't.
Well, and no one wants to do like, you know, having a nanny is a luxury. Dropping the day, having enough money to send your kids to daycare is a luxury.
Yeah.
And then also the people that are listening to this right now that are like, I don't want to send my child to daycare. I wish I could have a nanny. I don't want to go see ya. Like
yeah.
that, all of it, I understand. But here's the thing. One time you said to me, like, you're like, I feel bad. Like I was recording all day. I had to do this, and I feel like I haven't talked to Walker. And I told you, and you were like, actually, thank you so much for telling me that. I was like, Taylor, you are such a lucky mom. You're in such a lucky position. Your daughter sees you more than most people see their kids. Like,
yeah.
don't feel guilty right now, like, for walking away when you're, because you're in the home with your daughter. So it's like a harder situation for you in the sense of like, I'm trying to tiptoe around this. I need to stop trying to like worry about what people are going to think, because I keep being like, I know it's a luxury to have a nanny. I know, like, I'm tiptoeing all over. I'll just say what I mean. What I mean is that you're really lucky you get to have a nanny, but you also need to not feel guilty about being in the same house as your daughter and being in a different room to get shit done, or closing your eyes for a second, God forbid. You have 3 kids under 4, mm-hmm. like all those things, because your daughter is really lucky. She sees you a lot more often than people get to see their daughters and gets to see their moms. So right.
No. And yeah. when you told me that, I was like,
you're like, wait,
I needed that.
Good point.
And people love to also, I feel like, harp on it because they think we don't have real jobs, which, you know what, if you want to call going sure. to an office to go do paperwork a real job, that fine. I don't have a real job. But I make real money, so yeah, call what you want.
I'm so over that narrative. I actually like don't even like it used to affect me, and now I'm like, I don't care if it's 2023. If you think anyone working and getting a paycheck is not a real job, whether you're fucking going to the job, going to yeah. work and doing something every single day with pen and paper at an office, or whether you're going to a job site every day with your using your hands, or whether you fucking have OnlyFans, it's yeah. a fucking job.
If you're making money, your family. Fabulous.
If you're making money and you're, like you said, supporting your family or supporting yourself, get that fucking bag, sis. You got a job in my eyes.
Yeah.
You got a job in my eyes. I don't think anyone that does anything that makes money is not a job. So yeah. whatever. Fuck it. I used to be like so like try so hard to like be like, I have a job. What I do is hard. And now I'm like, no, I'm really lucky. My job's not as hard as
no, we are not jobs. Saying it's hard at all.
I'm just saying I got.
But it's definitely paying the bills.
I got a job though. I got a J-O-B,
baby. God forbid we need 10 minutes to do it without kids.
Yeah. Well, I don't have kids, but anyway. I'd be out here just getting distracted. Yeah, I'd be out here having ADHD. Oh, also, speaking of which, totally a shit. Y'all tell me your thoughts, and if you're just listening to this and not watching, you guys tell me your thoughts. Duke's mayonnaise,
sick.
Not paying me. You should, Duke's. I literally ride or die for you. They wrote that on the note. They literally wrote, you are a ride or die. Duke's mayonnaise sent me all this fucking swag because I talked about them on the pod, and I talk about them literally every day in my everyday life. I have converted so many people to Duke's. Anyways, best mayonnaise ever. They sent me a bunch of merch. They sent me like beanie, socks, a Duke's mayonnaise coffee cup, Yeti hat, stickers that I'm gonna put on my laptop. All this to say, look at this bag. Okay, this is my question for y'all. This shopping bag says Duke's mayonnaise, smooth and creamy. It is, by the way. Right, here we go. The back of it says, there's probably mayo in here. This is for me, right? This is a personalized bag, right? This is probably, like, they did like a spin on the probably a podcast. Like, there's probably mayo in here. And then, shockingly, my like non-egotistical side of my brain kicked in and was like, or is that just like a funny saying that's written on all of their bags? Or did they personalize this bag for me? Duke's mayo, I gotta know. Did you? Is this for me? Did you do this for me, or do you do this for everyone? I want to feel more special than that. There's probably mayo in here. I feel like...
Do you even know what mayonnaise is made out of?
Don't talk to me what about that. Oh, I thought you were going to try to like make me not like it as much.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's like eggs and oil. We don't want to talk about that. I thought you were doing one of those things. You're like, do you even know what's in mayonnaise?
No, I don't. I'm curious. I just know that I hate it.
I'm pretty sure it's eggs and oil. But like, shut the fuck up. Anyways, I'd really like to know the answer to that question. Also, speaking of childcare, I know I've had you here way past what your allotted time to be here. So thanks for coming on and just shooting the shit, talking shit, being the shit, and loving shit with me. I love you so much.
And if you want to go back to Hamptons, just call me.
You know where I go. We're dancing. Handshakes in the Hamptons. Okay, we couldn't stop singing that all weekend. We were so annoying. Love you.
Bye.